This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we don't talk a whole lot of sports here on Free Talk Live, but you can't ignore the Super Bowl. It's just too big. It's too many people talking about it, not just from the aspect of the game itself. And apparently, last update, the New England's getting their butt kicked.
Yes, 21-0, 30 seconds before halftime.
There's a bunch of angry Patriots fans out there right now.
If anything happened in those final 21-3 at
the half. Okay, so it's not a shutout anymore.
Not a shutout.
And, you know, it's still anybody's game, obviously, but that's a pretty big lead. So, clearly, people are going to be upset about that. But, regardless...
not all people.
No, the people who bet on the Falcons will be very, very happy, at least thus far. It's not over yet. And so, you know, not just the controversy of the game and who's playing it, but also surrounding it, you know, the advertising, or what we're discussing here tonight. With you, by the way, in the studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
We were actually just looking during the news break there at some of the more controversial ads that are going to be running during, or at least one of them will be running. Another one was said that Fox rejected the advertisement as
Fox
too controversial.
Will allow part of the ad to run. And this is one of those that I was talking about to where basically it's a mini movie to where what they've posted online is like a 6-minute commercial.
We're going to get into that one here in a little bit. Your calls and thoughts come first, though, with James. Listening in Mobile, you're listening online. Hey, James.
Good evening. Just wanted to know what your take is. We're told that, you know, we're, you know, free citizens because we, you know, we're free to serve on a jury, but we're not free, you know, to serve on a jury. You know, we're forced to serve on a jury.
That's correct. It's conscription.
Right. I just wanted to know how you felt about that, because a lot of people who claim to support the Constitution support forced compulsory jury duty when there are so many amendments in the Constitution that forced jury duty violates. You know, the First, Second, Fourth Amendment, Eighth Amendment,
Thirteenth.
Yep. And not to mention that if somebody wanted to volunteer for jury duty, they would not be allowed to, because that's not how jury duty works, sir.
That's
right,
but
you know, I just, you know, it for, you know, a free people should not be forced by their government, that, because jury duty isn't for everybody, just like, you know, military isn't for everybody.
I agree completely with you. Unfortunately, we are not a free people. We are people that are enslaved by the government, and they, you know, tell us what to do and what not to do, and if we do or don't.
Take about 50% of your income.
Yeah, and if we don't do what they say, then they'll throw us in a prison cell. And the same thing's true with jury duty. If you don't do what they say, you could face charges yourself. If you don't show up. In fact, I remember a story years ago where they actually didn't have enough people show up to jury duty for a selection, and they actually sent the sheriff out onto the streets to literally pull people off of the streets into jury duty or jury selection. It was the most insane story about jury duty that I've ever read, and it was mind-boggling. But that's what they can do, because, you know, they've got men with guns, and they're not afraid to use them. So, but on the other hand, I would appreciate it if I could actually get invited to jury duty, because I would want to serve on a jury if I had the opportunity, because I know about jury nullification, which is probably one of the reasons why I'll never have a chance to get on a jury. But ultimately, I would use my opportunity to try to save somebody who didn't deserve to go to prison from going to prison. So like a drug dealer or or, you know, a drug user, somebody who is a nonviolent, peaceful person who's not accused of actually harming anybody with violence or, you know, the threat of violence, I would vote that person not guilty, and it would be my right to do so, and that's what jury nullification is all about. So I, you know, I have an outreach project where I help out with NHJury.com, where we actually get information about jury duty, information about the right to nullify into potential jurors' hands, basically at every jury selection. So even though you're correct, it is conscription. People shouldn't be forced into this. If you're going to be there, you better know your rights, because you can actually help save somebody's life. You can help save somebody from going to prison.
Right, and that's my whole, you know, let's let the people who choose to volunteer for that to. But I'm so sick of hearing these people go, well, you should go with your civic duty. Well,
the
when
problem
the government
with...
starts telling us that it's our civic duty, that's where it kind of gets scary.
Now, the problem with allowing volunteers into jury duty is they're self-selecting. So they're more likely that you're going to get the activist volunteers. You're more likely to get somebody who wants to stick it to the crooks, or somebody like me who wants to let people who haven't hurt anybody go free. You're not gonna...
Doesn't that then, in theory, increase the likelihood of a hung jury, which would then mean no conviction?
Well, yeah, I guess that would increase the likelihood of a hung jury, but ultimately it also might mean that the people who really did something bad could get let off as well. So the idea is you're supposed to call just any old person to the jury. It's supposed to be a jury of your peers, and that, of course, is a failure.
The original intent, as I've heard, is the jury of your peers was supposed to actually have been like
your
friends and neighbors, and if you
amazing.
Can convince them beyond a reasonable doubt that you did something wrong, then
right.
you know that must mean you actually did the thing.
Yeah, I wonder when that changed, because that would really be amazing if juries.
Because
were
now
like,
it's, oh, you know this person, we're not letting you on the jury because we think you might be biased in his favor. Well, maybe I know the guy and I think he's a complete a-hole.
James, any other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
Right, but yeah, but I can understand why we have a jury service, but I think that it, you know, infringes upon our freedom when we're forced to have to do that. Also, how do you feel about open primaries? In the state of Florida, our primary elections are totally closed.
I think it should be up to the political parties to determine whether or not they want people that aren't involved in their party in some kind of way actually voting in their primaries. I'm actually opposed to the concept of having taxpayer-funded primaries to begin with.
But there are states that will allow you, if you're an independent or, you know, and you want to support, you know, Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump, you can cross over.
New Hampshire is one of those states.
New Hampshire also does allow for the political parties, if they want to close their primary, to close their primary.
And the Libertarians are going to do that coming in 2018?
We're going to be considering a motion on that at our upcoming state convention.
Interesting. All right. Hey, James, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number tonight, for you to take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So back to, in this case, Budweiser. So we're going to talk about two controversial ads, both of them having to do with immigration. One of them is from a lumber company called 84 Lumber.
84 Lumber.
Which I've never heard of before, which is one of the benefits of the...
It's a Pennsylvania company. It started out as sort of a regional lumber company, and then I think they've sort of spread a good bit.
So that is one of the benefits of buying a Super Bowl ad, is if you've got a new company, you are going to make people aware that it exists in the first place. And
well, 84 Lumber is not a new company.
Yeah, but to a lot of people, it's going to be new. I mean, I've heard of Home Depot, but I've never heard of 84 Lumber before. So anyway, we're going to get back into the ineffectiveness of the advertising as well,
correct.
So let's not forget to do that. But we've got Budweiser is one of the controversial ads this time around. Story from Rolling Stone that Budweiser's new Super Bowl commercial has elicited controversy over its immigration themes. The ad focuses on the fictionalized story of Budweiser co-founder Adolphus Busch, who emigrated from Germany to the United States in 1857. The company unveiled the ad on YouTube Tuesday. And its debut followed Trump's executive order, which we've been talking about quite a bit here, banning people from seven countries. And we'll play the audio for you here from it. It's well produced. Looks like a movie. 855-450-FREE. You can also join us, take control of the airwaves, here on Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Show.
Back to the program in a minute, but first, I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly-flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly-flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Super Bowl ads, controversy, it's always something. This year there's a couple of them. We'll talk more about that coming up here. Plus, are Super Bowl ads actually effective? Daryl's got some interesting numbers about that. With you tonight, by the way, it's me, Ian.
Me, Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
And you can join in here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, more about the controversial Budweiser ad and the lumber ad, which we're actually, we've been watching during the break. It's pretty long. It's actually a six-minute-long ad in its full version. We'll tell you more about that coming up here as well. They're both about immigration, and of course, that's got some people up in arms, and there's actually a proposed boycott against Budweiser now, apparently. Toll-free number 855-453. That's where Jeff is in Chicago, listening to WRMN. Hey, Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
For, jury duty, that's one time it was annoying me that I know they don't probably want me as a juror because I'm knowing about the nullification thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat on the thing and they didn't bother me for a while, but then they finally started sending it anyway. It's kind of like wild hogs. At first you can scare them off, but then they keep coming back. So anytime now I've been writing on there, I'm for jury nullification, go ahead and hire me as a juror.
That will definitely get you not on a jury. If that is a way, if you want to get out of jury duty, just let them know that you know about jury nullification. And, yeah, I would say that is almost guaranteed we're going to kick you out kind of thing.
I was almost a juror once, and they asked me if, I think it was a case where someone had been breaking into cars and stealing stuff out of them. But they asked me if I had any negative feelings towards police, and it came up that my dad had been harassed by cops for traffic speeding tickets,
mm-hmm.
And so they asked me if I felt negative feelings towards cops, and I tried to tell them I didn't, but they didn't believe me, so so they disqualified me for that,
There you go.
Thanks
Jeff, anything else you want to share? Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm, and that's where Mike is in Ohio. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Daryl.
Thank you, Ian.
Hey, Mike.
So did you catch, you may have already touched on this topic, but I wanted to just bring it up, on Trump's comments to Bill O'Reilly when O'Reilly said Putin was a murderer, and Trump said, well, do you think we're innocent here, that our government has killed a lot of people also? And
when was this?
This was earlier today. I couldn't believe it.
O'Reilly? Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, so O'Reilly interviewed Trump, okay, and he asked him, he goes, you, I said you respect Putin. He goes, well, I respect him. I don't really think we should have an issue with Russia. We don't need that right now.
Hmm.
And O'Reilly said, but he's a murderer. And he and Trump said, do you think we're innocent around here? Do you think our government hasn't
killed
lots of
people? What did O'Reilly say in response to that?
He didn't know what to say.
Wow.
And much of the senators and stuff, the Republican senators, have come out against Trump on it. But things like that, I want to give him credit.
Yeah,
where credit's due.
That comes right back to what I was saying earlier about Trump. He's willing to say stuff that you would not historically, at least I don't feel like you would historically, hear from the mouths of any other president in my lifetime.
Right.
While they're in office.
Exactly. And I wanted to real quick touch on public schools real quick.
Sure.
I'm a former public school teacher years ago. It's been over 5 years now. And at the time, I didn't have nearly the ideology that I do now. I was more small government guy and all that kind of stuff, Ron Paul to the, tilt or whatever, those jobs, first of all, the teachers aren't happy because they can't really, fulfill their potential. The
sure.
kids, as I was a high school teacher. I actually did elementary special ed, which is kids with mental developments, and then the high school. And the high school, the kids don't want to be there. Most of them shouldn't. First of all, none of them should I have to be there. The majority of them get nothing out of it, and so it's a lose-lose in both situations because it's not a market relationship, and it just creates resentment. And I was probably one of the more liked teachers because I gave as much freedom as possible as long as you didn't hit the other person or touch the other person.
Right.
It really wasn't an issue. I wanted to have as much freedom as possible, and the kids actually respect that. Even a 16-year-old kid, if you give him freedom – and you're not a bully to them, most will be very civil. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the public school system doesn't do that. It starts with threats. You have to sit in a chair all day. You have to follow orders.
Raise your hand. You want to speak? Stand in line. Yep.
You have to ask to go to the bathroom? I mean, what kind of joke is that? I mean, that's the biggest, yeah. I mean, it's just sad. And so, anyway, I would encourage everybody to homeschool or to have some sort of alternative means, because the public schools, even in a place like New Hampshire, which is quote-unquote great public schools, I've had people from the Northeast that were like, oh, in Massachusetts we have great public schools. I'm like, no, the people that go there are higher quality. The people that go there are motivated themselves. It's not the school system. Mm-hmm. I would encourage everybody within the school system to get out.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you're comparing public schools, it's just like saying you've got the best form of cancer. I mean, it's still nothing what it could be. I mean, the educational experience could be so different. It could be so varied in the marketplace. You know, we were talking, it was a caller earlier who had brought up a transgender student in New Jersey, some controversy over how they're being treated at school. And if it were a free market in education, then each set of parents and their children could individually decide where to send their kids to, and they could send their kids to a school that echoes the values that the parents have. Mike, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And so, you know, if you wanted to go to a school which was welcoming towards transgenders, you could do that. If you wanted to go to an atheist school, you could do that. If you wanted to go to a super religious school, you could do that. All of those things, I think, would exist in some form or another in the marketplace. And if they didn't exist, you could create it. You know, that's what you can do in the free market. But we don't have that because everybody is forced, at the threat of violence, at the threat of their house being stolen, to fund this insane government school system. That's what we have.
I think yes. I personally think that what people want is specialized education. Like, your interests are highly specific. Any individual person, your interests are very, very specific. And what you're going to, the best way to make your way through the world and prosper is by playing to your own strengths.
Right.
And it's not about learning a minimal level of every kind of discipline that there could be.
I knew when I was in elementary school that I wasn't interested in music class. I just wasn't interested. I didn't care about the little recorder that they were playing. I didn't want to learn to read music.
But Ian, to be a well-rounded student, you have to learn all of these things that you're not interested in. Now sit down and shut right. up and learn this thing.
So I think, I mean, personally, I can't predict the future, and that's kind of why I'm a libertarian, because I know that nobody can make choices for other people. But I think that what people want is some daycare for young people.
Yep.
And then when they get a little older and they can develop their own interests, then just tutors in specific topics.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Whether it's the Super Bowl controversy, we've got the Budweiser ad to talk about, plus the supposedly even more controversial ad from the 84 Lumber Company, both about immigration and Budweiser. They're trying to backtrack on this thing. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments.
I want to brew beer.
This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It is the live Sunday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
We're talking about the advertising surrounding the Super Bowl. We'll get back into some of the statistics about whether or not these ads are even effective at selling products. Daryl, you're saying the numbers show that they're less effective than your typical advertising at doing that. And, of course, it costs a lot more. We can get into that coming up here, but also we got sidetracked onto a conversation about the controversial ads. Because I just sort of asked the question, all right, what are the controversial ads this year? I hadn't seen any of the news stories about it, but a quick Google search resulted in showing us that there were two particularly controversial ads this time around, one of which Fox, the network that's airing the game tonight, had told the company 84 Lumber that they would not air the advertisement that they wanted them to air, that they would either have to change the ad or air something completely different. They ended up changing the ad. We'll talk more about that one. But Budweiser is one we can play on the air. It's actually got some dialogue. It's got some dialogue in it here. A very well-produced advertisement by Budweiser. And it's interesting because there's now apparently people are talking about on the Internet, Trump supporters are talking about a boycott against Anheuser-Busch over this particular advertisement. Anheuser-Busch is saying, we were producing this ad before before Donald Trump won the primary, they, you know, this thing was written, script was in the can. They were working on this long beforehand. So they're saying, hey, this is has nothing to do with Trump's immigration order that just came out, you know, 2 weeks ago.
And of course it doesn't, because the guy immigrated from Germany. It's not like it's an ad about a Syrian refugee.
That's true.
It's but the story about the guy that started Anheuser-Busch immigrating from Germany.
You guys just don't get it. If Budweiser truly cared about America and Americans, then they would have decided not to run the ad. They would have just scrapped it.
Right, because somebody might be offended.
No, if Anheuser-Busch cared about Americans, they would make better beer.
Hey, they put the American flag on the beer cans, didn't they? Didn't they make a beer actually called America?
They temporarily changed the name
of Budweiser,
of Budweiser over the summer to just America.
So that's not going to be enough to make up for him, I'm sure. There's some mad people out there about this advertisement. We'll go ahead and play the audio for you. It's a one-minute-long ad. This is from their official YouTube channel. Very well-produced. Looks very Hollywood.
You don't look like you're from around here.
Man at a bar. Young man. He's on a ship. He's plotting stuff. Looks like some trouble at sea. Why leave Germany?
Notebook.
Asks the doctor.
Welcome to America.
I want to brew beer.
Go back home.
And he's on another ship now, and so he's been yelled at. Go back home. The ship caught fire. This seems very dramatic. Apparently this is, you know, a fictional version. He's traveling through cold. He's in a swamp.
Beautiful, my
friend. Now he's at a bar.
And somebody gave him a beer.
But next time, this is the beer we drink. Never had Anheuser. Dolphus Busch.
And it says, Anheuser-Busch, when nothing stops your dream, this is the beer we drink. And there's definitely some very pro-immigrant messages here. I mean, the idea is that this man went through a lot of difficulty. Now, how much of that was true, I don't know. Whether the ship caught fire and, you know, all that was true, I have no idea. But if it was true, it's quite a story. But regardless, the idea being that he persevered. He was against all of the odds, like so many immigrants were, you know, many people trying to escape a tyrannical government where they're from, to come to a place that has the promise of being more free. And, you know, it's interesting that we still hear this myth from people. Some of our African callers, for instance, still have the belief that America's this free place.
Right.
And so that myth is still propagated out there in many parts of the world. And it's just not true, of course. I mean, it is more free than a lot of other places in the world, but it's not the freest country in the world, and it's dropping on the freedom charts over year after year. But nonetheless, there are people that persevere because to them, it's worth the risk. It's worth, you know, that chance of having a better life for themselves. And so that message is in this Budweiser advertisement, and it's very, you know, very well put together, and it's a good ad. I'm not going to buy their beer, but, you know. It's a good ad.
Yeah, and the whole thing of, you know, the Trump supporters wanting to boycott Anheuser-Busch for something. And whenever there's somebody that boycotts something over something silly, it sort of, you know, part of me wants to then just go buy the thing.
Just because.
Just
for a boycott.
Just to make sure nobody thinks that I'm part of the boycott,
okay.
But I absolutely cannot bring myself to buying any of that urine
swill.
Beer.
All right, so now look, I'm going to share with you. Here's Fortune Magazine has a real short piece about this boycott that's going on. I haven't looked for the hashtag yet, so if you want to pull up hashtag boycott Budweiser, I bet you can find some better ones. They've only chosen three for this article. Here's one from at JoJo Smith's. Dumb marketing move. Illegals and Muslims don't drink beer. EBT cards aren't accepted at liquor stores. Hashtag boycott Budweiser. Hashtag Hannity. Hashtag, I don't know what this one is. DACA? You know what that one is?
No.
Here's another one. Budweiser. This is from at USA Livestrong. Budweiser. Don't take one down and pass it around. Hashtag boycott Budweiser.
DACA is Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, American immigration policy started by the Obama administration in June 2012 that allows certain undocumented immigrants to the United States who entered the country as minors to receive a renewable two-year period of deferred action from deportation and eligibility, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
So is this guy saying that Adolphus Bush should have been deported because Germany? I don't understand what he's saying about illegal immigrants when Adolphus Bush came here
legally
when there weren't all of these hoops and hurdles.
Yeah, they
to
show
jump
some
through.
Sort of thing being stamped. There's like some sort of book, maybe a passport or
something.
Right,
but it's like, you know, who are you? Okay.
Yeah. Right. And it does show the pushback, it shows the intolerance that many immigrants, whether they were legal or illegal, faced back then. And so very little has changed in that way. It's just that the group of immigrants that has fallen into disfavor has switched over time. It's
correct.
No longer the Germans or the Irish. It's
or the
now,
Italians right. or the Catholics.
It's people from China.
The Chinaman.
You know, now it's the Mexicans. And that leads us into the next advertisement.
And then Arabs.
Which, by the way, you know, we're not mentioned in this advertisement, but the next one, 84 Lumber, is all about Mexican immigration.
Yes.
It's a very long cinematic piece with unknown actors that are playing, you know, roles of a mother and daughter. And a daughter and a what is presumably a husband or a boyfriend who appears to already be in America working on a construction crew and, you know, hammering away and sawing 84 Lumber. Their product.
Yes.
And so it shows, you know, it's a 6-minute long ad that apparently they boiled down into 90 seconds. They submitted it to Fox. Fox kicked it back and said, this is too controversial. We're not going to air this. So what they did was they cut the first minute and a half of the full 6-minute long, you know, mini film, basically, short film, basically. And so they took the first 90 seconds there. They made that into the advertisement that is going to run on the air tonight during the Super Bowl. And that just basically shows them walking through a desert.
Yes.
Basically, they're leaving their town in Mexico and they are walking through the desert. And then it ends with, like, see the full story at their
Journey84.com. Yeah. I'll go ahead and say the website, Journey84.com.
I'm sorry. Journey84.com. We have seen the whole story. We can comment on that coming up here. And the controversy, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we still got to talk about economics in one lesson. That is still on deck. It is a great book so far. We're going to get into chapter 13. We've been doing a chapter-by-chapter kind of book study, book review. This is Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition continues. You can join us 855-450-FREE.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570.
800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial on in toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. And you can join us, talk about anything you want. We are discussing the controversial advertising surrounding the Super Bowl. We've discussed the Budweiser ad, which is all about one of the founders of Anheuser-Busch, Mr. Busch, who was moving from Germany to, was it Bush who moved, or Bush who was already here?
Adolphus Bush.
Yeah, he was the mover, right?
Yes.
And so anyway, he comes over, he's facing all these travails and trying to get here, and it ends with the text, Anheuser-Busch, when nothing stops your dream, this is the beer we drink. And it was actually a good ad, nice advertisement. Daryl, you said it's not good enough to make you want to drink their beer, but doesn't Budweiser, didn't they buy some of the fancier brands?
They bought a bunch of stuff to where, they're trying to become a monopoly, which is another reason that I don't want to do business with Busch.
Well, I mean, without the government's help, they couldn't become a monopoly.
Well, right. They're not a monopoly, but they're trying to basically control the beer market.
Okay.
By buying up a bunch of small brewers all over the place.
Well, you don't have to sell, right? Like, if you are a small brewer and Budweiser comes knocking, you just tell them no. They can't really become a monopoly. But what you're saying is they have an intention to dominate the industry.
Right. And, a lot of times they make an offer that you can't refuse sort of thing.
Really? They're going to kill you?
They're not going to kill you, but either you sell to us or we will do everything we can to make sure that you go out of business.
Gotcha. So, I was just saying, maybe there's, because you were saying you like the ad, and that it, to some extent, you got to give them credit, because they are going against a lot
of their
customers.
Ads. I love their ads. Yes. They have amazing ads.
You got to give them some credit in this case, because there's a lot of alienated customers here who believe that Budweiser is now the enemy and that they're on the side of illegal immigrants. And you said you found some of the tweets with the hashtag boycott Budweiser.
Yes.
That you want to share with us.
Hector Marenko tweets, Budweiser should realize that German immigrants were legal immigrants, adding value to America, not sneaking in illegally. Hashtag boycott Budweiser. Grant J. Kidney tweets, Budweiser ad fails to mention difference between civilized European immigrants and dangerous refugees from war-torn lands. Hashtag boycott Budweiser. Now, here's one that actually kind of makes sense, where the person tweeted out an image. The image says that if you boycott Budweiser, did you know that CEOs for Twitter, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, Airbnb, Lyft, General Electric, JP Morgan, Chase, Nike, Starbucks, Ford, Tesla, and other companies are also speaking up on the president's immigration ban? Will you boycott them?
Yeah.
Time to give up your Twitter account. And then he tweets, hashtag boycott Budweiser, question mark, didn't think so.
Yeah, interesting. And that's the way around the 140 character limit, right? You make a picture and post that.
And then Brian Behar tweets, so people want to hashtag boycott Budweiser for airing a benign pro-immigrant ad. You really have to hate foreigners to give up on beer on Super Bowl.
Daryl, I wanted to interject. If you want to support Budweiser, but you don't like the flavor of it, you should buy the Budweiser and give it to me.
You like Bud, huh?
I think it tastes great. It's a beer made of
rice. Tastes great, not less filling.
It's not made of urine. A lot of people out there like their beer to taste like Nestle Quick or something. I think Budweiser is refreshing. It's light. It's crisp. It's a lager, and that's how it's supposed to taste. And, Daryl, you're a bad person.
Now, wait a minute. Tastes great, less filling. We were trying to remember some of the old ads that ran during the Super Bowl. Now, I remember that ad, but I don't know if it was a Super Bowl ad.
I think that was Miller. I also think that was Miller.
Tastes great, less filling is Bud Light.
Is that Bud Light? Oh, yeah. Okay. Because they would yell at each other, right? It'd be like one side yelling at another, like some sort of controversy. Anyway.
So here's another one. I just refreshed the page. They've got the Dos Equis guy, the most interesting man in the world.
The meme guy, yeah.
The meme. And the Twitch person here, Richard Jones, at Back Porch Review, says, I don't always buy Budweiser, but when I do, it's to pick off Trump supporters, hashtag boycott Budweiser.
So if you want to comment, you're welcome to. Sarah is on the line in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. I heard that, you know, the underground bomb shelter, that they go 8 levels down. And then underneath Denver Airport, there's an underground bomb shelter because it took forever for them to build. And John Travolta has a bunker set up down in south of New Mexico. That's what I was told. And I'm sure he does because he has enough money. You know, he could throw down $5 million, $10 million to put a bunker.
Sure.
But do you believe, for the people that are working on this, they're talking to their families during the dinner time. And then the families know, and they tell the friends. So then I hear about it. So, you know, this 8 levels I met this lady at this restaurant, and I told her, I said, did you know that they have underground bomb shelters? And she told me, yeah, it goes down 8 levels each.
She told you that?
Yeah.
You just happened to be talking to a lady at a restaurant who happened to know about that. It's interesting. Yeah, I mean, bomb shelters have been around for a long time, fallout shelters, things like that. But what you've been calling about recently, this is your new obsession, apparently, is these underground bomb shelters, is that they're apparently, like, really expensive ones. That these would be the ones that go down 8 stories, if that's true, would be the multimillion-dollar ones that you were talking about before. Your average bomb shelter is just, you know, kind of a room that people can store stuff in. They're not particularly complex.
Well, you know, I was told that, you know, in England, they're building million-dollar basements all of a sudden. Well, they're saying that they don't have room. It's so crowded in London. But I think they got heads up. They're getting prepared for the nuclear holocaust again. Because there's no it's so crowded in London, so then why are they all of a sudden building million-dollar basements? Because they want to, you know, survive the fallout.
Or so, if you want to expand, you know, how many people can live in your city, mm-hmm. and you don't want to tear down your skyscraper to build another one,
yeah,
you just start going the other way and dig into the ground.
I'm sure the engineers can do that stuff, but man, that sounds like a real task.
It does, yeah. But you know, and I don't even know if this is happening. I'm just saying, if it is, and you want to expand, you know, right. you can't really go outwards because then you're running into other municipalities. Sure. So you know, there's only two ways to go up down.
Which one's easier? Is it easier to add on to an existing structure on the top, or go underneath and add layers below or levels below? I have no idea. They both sound like
and you might have to dig down a little bit more before you can build up a little bit higher because they're going to do the foundation for whatever the original design for the number of stories are.
Right, which is why I don't understand how you could dig through the foundation. But again, I'm not an engineer. I don't know jack about construction. We should call 84 Lumber and see what they say. Hey, thanks, Sarah. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
And then she mentioned the Denver airport. And there's a lot of weird conspiracy theories about that Denver airport.
Yeah. We don't even need to get into that. Anyway.
Oh, I'm not going to get into it. I just wanted to let people know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weird conspiracy theories about that. And Sarah has previously said that she listens to, like, some late-night talk radio.
The kooky shows, yeah.
Where they discuss all of these conspiracy theories.
All right. So we were going to talk about the other controversial advertisement by 84 Lumber. A story from Chicago Tribune addresses the Anheuser-Busch and the 84 Lumber one here. It's a Pennsylvania company, and they've won the annual Rejection Bowl, producing a spot with political overtones that the Fox Network, which is televising the game, said it wouldn't air. In the past, GoDaddy has done this by making a deliberately risque ad, which allowed them to sound off about how cowardly the network was that didn't dare to air their cutting-edge creative genius, so come to the website to see the banned spot. So it gets extra attention if you do something like this, and it makes sense. You know, people are talking about Budweiser, they're talking about 84 Lumber. I've never heard of 84 Lumber before, but I'm talking about them now.
And I think the only reason I'm even familiar with them...
You used to live in Pennsylvania.
I used to live in Pennsylvania, not too terribly far from the town of 84, Pennsylvania, which is where they're headquartered.
There's a town named 84?
Yes.
Spelled out, or just the...
Spelled out.
Toll-free number is 84...
855-450-3733.
Yeah, and we got hour number three on the way here. Plus, we got to get into economics in one lesson. So what happens in this controversial ad? The full six-minute-long advertisement. We've watched the whole thing here over the show tonight. We'll tell you more about it coming up here in moments. The website where you can see it, journey84.com. We're coming up. Free Talk Live, hour three next.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.